morning, neighbor. How are you today? Yes, it's time again for Moments of Melody. The Easter News Flash, Jerusalem A.D. 30. It is now definitely established that the crucified Nazarene is alive. Reports to this effect have been circulated among his followers since early yesterday morning. They were started by certain women who claimed to have found his tomb empty and who said that they had actually seen and talked with him. Their story was not generally believed, although investigation revealed that the tomb where he had been buried was empty. However, during the day, the accumulation of evidence rendered further disbelief impossible. Mary Magdalene actually saw him and talked with him in the garden early in the morning. Peter the fisherman says, and no one watching him can doubt that he tells the truth, that he and Jesus had a long conversation together during the afternoon. Cleophas and a friend started on their way home late yesterday, but are back and report that he met them and walked with them much of the way to Emmaus. He went in to have supper with them, and while there, he took up bread and blessed and broke it, as he always had done. Last night, 10 of the disciples were in the upper room, and he came to them there, spoke with them, and ate some food. Well, that's the way the news of Jesus' resurrection might have been reported on a newscast in A.D. 30. And today we continue reading from the resurrection story.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
So he went in to stay with them. And then when he sat down at the table with them, he took bread and blessed and broke it and offered it to them, whereupon their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And with that, the Lord Jesus disappeared from their sight. And they said one to another, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke with us on the road, when he made the scriptures plain to us?" Rising up there and then, they went back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 apostles and their companions gathered together, and now saying, "The Lord has indeed risen, and has appeared to Simon." And they too told the story of their encounter in the road, and how they recognized him when he broke the bread. Return now to our newscaster. Perhaps this is true. Perhaps we have had the privilege of living in one of the greatest days the world has ever known. At least that's the conviction of your reporter. He believes that Jesus is the Messiah promised of old by Moses and the fathers, and that he has now done what he said he would come to do. Hallelujah. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.